When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? I am Lee Hammack, the diagnosed self-aware narcissist, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I am a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about how narcissists don't want partners. They don't want cooperation. They want obedience. They want unquestioned loyalty. Pretty much, they want slavery in a partnership, in a family dynamic as well. So a lot of times you see a lot of these you know, red pill podcasters, men, you know, the red pill podcasters, they come off as highly narcissistic. They can say, we're just alpha men who want, you know, submissive women and things like that. But it comes off as highly narcissistic because there's nothing, they hold no value to the opposite sex. They just don't. They pretty much think that women are just, you know, they don't want partners. They want obedience. They want slaves and things like that. They don't want people to, you know, they don't want to be a power couple. They want to have somebody that's going to do what they say when they say it. They don't want you to be their partners. And yes, y'all, women can be narcissists as well, but I don't know what you would call a red pill woman. You know what I mean? I guess, I'm not sure what you would call a red pill woman, but red pill men, it seems, particularly, it look like they don't want partners. They look highly narcissistic. They look like highly toxic ass people, because like I said, they don't want partners. Just like narcissists, I'm not calling those people narcissists, I would say they look narcissistic, but narcissists in general don't want partners. They don't want cooperation. They want submission. They want complete submission, obedience, and for you to, like, they don't want you to come back at them for anything that they do. They don't want any kind of pushback. They don't want any kind of, you know, they don't want to argue. They don't want to fuss. They want to fight. They literally just want you to do what they say. They don't care about your feelings. Your feelings don't matter. They will absolutely 100% tell you that your feelings are 100% your responsibility. They will gaslight you, the bejesus out of you. So many people ask me, like, how do I make my relationship with my toxic partner work? You do it by giving up on yourself. I did an episode very recently on that. How to make it work with a narcissist. You do it by giving up on yourself. Sacrificing yourself completely. Not completely, but you're going to sacrifice the most important parts of yourself. The self-validation, the damn, you know, your goals and dreams and things like that. You're going to sacrifice a lot to be with a narcissistic person. Man, woman, non-binary person, whomever. You're going to sacrifice a lot because that narcissist in your life, that's why when you try to bring up a complaint to a narcissist, when you try to hold them accountable, they don't want to hear that type of shit. Honestly, that's why they push back on you. That's why they don't want to hear it. Well, that's why you typically hear people refer to codependence and narcissistic relationship as doormats. Like, you have to be a doormat to be in a narcissistic relationship, a partner with a narcissist. They're going to walk all over you. They're going to do what they want to. I'm just telling you how it is if you're going to be one of these relationships. I know people, I always get pushback. I know y'all see me in the car, y'all. The podcasters don't see me in the car. But I'm in the car. My son is, I guess he got an eighth grade, you know, ceremony here today. So I'm outside in the car recording before I go in here. But yeah, narcissistic people don't want, like, there's no partnership, y'all. Particularly most narcissists see you as competition. The better you do, and they can't, if you're doing good and if you're doing good and they can't take credit for you doing good, they will absolutely try to bring you down a notch or discard you. That's why narcissistic people tend to devalue you. I know I get a lot of people in my comment section that say that narcissists only go after weak people. They'll go after low level people. No, the hell they don't. Narcissists do not just go after low-level, weak-minded people. They go after fucking high-power people as well. You know what I mean? But they go after high-power people and try to pull them down, like bring them down a notch, bring you down a level. You know, put you in your place, and things like that. You know what I mean? It's not. So many people get into your head that narcissists only go after weak people. That when they replace, when the narcissist discarded you and went on to the new supply, that automatically the new supply is some weak-minded ass person. Like, they have to be weak to be with my ex. But you were with them too. You were with that narcissistic person too, and they left you. You know what I mean? You can't call the new supply a weak-minded person and then be trying to get the narcissist back. You see how that works right there? Look inward sometimes, because look inward. Instead of like I say, look for the inward. No, don't look for the inward. Oh, the inward is narcissist. Yeah, you can look for that word, but you, like I said, you will never be on equal footing with a narcissistic person. Now people are gonna ask me like, well, Lee, you're a narcissist. Tell us how do we fight back? How do we get on equal footing? How do we stand up for ourselves? You do it. Look. The only way you can stand up for yourself, one of the ways you stand up for yourself is by leaving that person alone, leaving them be, cutting ties with that person. That's the most efficient way to get past a narcissist, is to cut ties with that person and, you know, do what you want to do for yourself. Be you, do you, be strong, empower yourself. That's the best way to get past a narcissistic person, to stand up for yourself. But the other ways, if you can't leave or you don't want to leave, you have to go straight to the point. Don't beat around the bush. Don't let them gaslight you. Straight to the point. You know what the truth is. Tell the truth. Use discretion, of course. Leave the room if necessary. You know what I mean? You have to go straight to the point. There's no beating around the bush with a narcissist, y'all. You can't do that. You can't. Don't ever. If you're dealing with a narcissist, don't ever start off a goddamn conversation using the words "I feel." Don't do that, because you're gonna automatically get shut down. I feel done. As soon as they hear you say. Like the sound of the F, like F makes F, F, F. As soon as they hear that F sound, they're going to shut you down. You know what? Shut up. I don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear anything you're feeling. Because narcissist people don't typically care about your feelings. They don't value your feelings. They don't want to have long-winded discussions about your damn feelings. They just don't want to do that. And that's me being honest. That's me being real. That's me being 100% honest, 100% real. Narcissist and toxic people don't want to hear about your feelings. They don't care about your feelings. They just want to validate themselves. They are seeking validation for themselves, about themselves, and through them, to empower themselves, not to empower you. They don't want your partnership. It might seem like they want your partnership at first. We're gonna be a power couple. We're gonna be a power team. You know, we're gonna be almighty together. But then they try to shut you down, or they try to sequester everything, to put everything into their name, to make it look like they're by themselves. And you know what? We're a power couple, but put every single thing in my name. Right here, just protect you. I'm gonna put everything in my name, just in case everything goes bad. You ain't got to worry about it. But if everything succeeds, you do have to worry about it, because now you have no ownership in the company or the interest or anything like that. So be careful and protect your interest, y'all. Protect your pride, protect your mind. You know, Jim Rohn says, stand guard at the door of your mind. You have to be careful who you let into your mind. Be careful who you let into your circumstance, because I'm just telling y'all straight up. Most narcissistic people do not care how you feel. They're not looking. They want you to be obedient and do what they say. How do I make it work with a narcissist? Do what they say. When they say it, let them do what they want to do. Don't question them. You sound like a slave. It sounds like slavery, doesn't it? Do what they want. Obedience. Don't question them. No pushback. You know, do what your master tells you. Pretty much that type of shit right there. That type of relationship right there. Do you want that? Some of y'all want that. Some of y'all do want it. You know what I mean? Honestly, this is not me bashing anybody. This is me telling y'all that some people do want it. Trauma bond, codependency, whatever it is behind it. But some people do want it. You're addicted to this relationship now through shared traumatic experiences. You can't tell the narcissist about the trauma bond. Y'all learn about narcissism and you want to fix your person so bad. You want them to change so bad. That you start sharing narcissistic stuff with them, and then they manipulate you and gaslight the steam out of you to make you believe that you're the narcissist. They're gonna say it's a catch-22 sharing narcissistic stuff with your partner who you think is a narcissist, because they can flip it onto you. I say this because you said that, so you're gaslighting me. You're manipulating me. You're gaslighting me by sharing how you feel. You're gaslighting me by sharing your belief system now. Hey, I know you change religions, but you're gaslighting me by changing religions. Huh? You're gaslighting me by changing your state, changing whatever you did. Yo, look at the definition of gaslighting and learn what real gaslighting is. You know what I mean? But y'all, it just turned. What time is it now? Yeah, you have to stay in power, y'all. Realize that if you feel like your relationship is not a partnership, you might be in a toxic, narcissistic partnership, relationship, whatever. It's not a healthy dynamic that you want to be in for. Well, again, pick and choose. I can't tell you what to do. You're going to do what you want to do regardless of what I say anyways. So you're going to take my information. You're going to do with my information what you will, but protect yourself and don't tell me, don't say Lee Hammond told me to stand like, oh, shit. I didn't say that. Anyways, y'all, I have to go into the school. Live in-person meetup, COVA, C-O-V-A, COVA Brewery, Norfolk, Virginia, June 12th, 3 to 6 p.m. Come through, say hey. Me and the other self-aware narcissist, the person, Ben Taylor from YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, he'll be there as well. I found his will be there for a little bit too. So come through, come have fun, and like and subscribe for more. If you listen to this on podcast, hit that 5 stars for me, leave a review. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Mental Illness is out. Peace.